Just getting ready for Jacksonville. It's going to be a tough one for us. They're off. When you turn on the tape, Jacksonville special teams well coached, play hard. Got a lot of weapons. The return man, Todman, he's fifth in the league in kick returns. I think they're ninth in the league in drive start after kick returns, 12th in kickoff coverage. Anger, the punter, he's eighth in the league. And then when you watch their core players, they're well coached, play hard, and have been real good in the coverage. So we got our hands full. Obviously, when we turned on the tape, it was easy to get their attention. Yeah, I just got done watching the big play tape. Someone puts together a tape for us each week, all the blocks and big returns and those things, so you can study them. There was another six blocks this past week. They've had a couple, and the other one in the Tennessee game, that was a long field goal. And it's kind of like some of the other blocks this week. They were long field goals, so the trajectory of the ball, it comes out low. So guys on the inside have an opportunity to get in. No, there has. We haven't had the PAT, knock on wood. That doesn't happen. But it's an area that's, like I said a few weeks ago, it's on the rise. You're just trying to avoid that. They have a great field goal blocker, Jacksonville does, in Red Bryant. I don't know if you remember, he was in Seattle a few years ago, and he got a couple against us my first year here, and then I think the following week he went and did the same thing out in San Francisco, got another two. So he's a guy that we're very aware of, and we have to be on top of our game in all areas. I just think there's good players. I think there's a stigma out there sometimes that in special teams nothing should ever go wrong, and if one play goes wrong, you've had a bad day. There's NFL players over there, and they make plays, and special teams has become such an integral part in for all teams that guys are taking it, I guess, more seriously than they have in the past, they're making money doing it. I think it was just one of those deals. I want to say it was fourth and four, and they were trying to draw us off sides. And I just think the holder was just being a little dramatic with his hands, and then the ball came back, and he just mishandled it, got it down, kind of double tapped it, and Sweezum is a guy that attacks the ball very quickly, so he was already out of his rhythm, and fortunately that was it turned out well for us, and kind of got us going a little bit, and it's kind of ended up being, I believe, a 10-point swing. We don't mind it. I mean, the thing about Billy, obviously, he's driving the ball well deep. And then the other ones the other day that I guess you could say were shorter in some respects. They're 5-6 yards deep. The returner feels like, you know, he's not driving it out of there, but the hang time was so high. And it allows our cover guys to get down there and defeat blocks and then be able to have an opportunity to tackle it inside the 20. I don't mind it. Good football player. He's gotten better each and every week. He's a guy, obviously, that we picked up early in the year and got an opportunity to watch him just a little bit in the preseason. But he's a guy that hasn't played in a lot of special teams. But to his credit, he's comes to the meeting each and every day as a pro, works at it at practice, and is getting better. I really like where his development's going. No, you're correct there, Tony. I just was kind of perusing the stats of all 32 teams. There's just not a lot of opportunities right now. And I think that's, I said it last week, I tell the guys, we haven't hit the panic button on the return game at all. I mean, we didn't have any kick returns last game, you know, and who knows what it'll be like when we go down here into Jacksonville, warm weather, the ball could fly again. But it's just something that it's down everywhere. But as the weather changes, that it too will change. Well, the numbers are down everywhere in the league. I know, obviously, our return average is down. We haven't had as many opportunities yet, I don't think, that some other teams have had, and I think that, too, will come. But as you look around the league, there's not a lot of teams that are in the high double digits, and if they are, it's maybe because of one long return, so the numbers are a little bit skewed. But, no, everything's down. Really good. Mingo's good. Obviously, he's a guy that can run, plays well with his hands. He's a guy that gives us some flexibility in some other areas because he's the bigger linebacker body, but at the same time runs like a wide receiver. I think it's a combination of guys obviously beating the blocks up front, but more importantly, the hang time on the football and how deep Billy's putting it. If he's putting it deep and and it's over 4.0. Let's say he's at 4.15 or 4.2, which he hit a little bit last week. I mean, that's awfully high. And if it's 7 yards deep, I mean, just to get a 27-yard return, just to get it to the 20, that could be tough. But it's a combination of everything. The guys are doing a great job, and they take a lot of pride in that. So hopefully we can continue to keep that going. Well, I think it's there's a little bit of that. I mean, and obviously the punters are really good. I mean, for example, you look at New Orleans, Morstead. He's one of the best in the business. He's a guy that took a little distance off in our game, but the ball went higher. And so he's causing fair catches, so there is no return yardage. I mean, you're seeing a lot of those combinations, you know, throughout the league, and punters are getting better and better.